This is for any of you or for all of you. Obviously, the 10-year anniversary is coming up, but just if we go back to that day, how do you remember hearing the news, and just what was your initial reaction as the hours pass and the news gets worse?
Well, I was home. I was home, and my mother-in-law was watching the news, and I heard she start screaming. And I got up, and she said that something happened with the tower. And I looked to the window, and it was a beautiful day. So as I went up and washed my face, and when I come back down, I actually saw the second plane hit the tower, the second tower. And definitely I knew that that was just an accident, that was something else. And it wasn't a pretty view. And different was, for me, was hard. For everybody was too. But that's what I saw.
Derek?
I was asleep. And I woke up and I had a message from Jorge saying, let him know if I hear anything about our game, because something had happened at the World Trade Center. So I turned on the TV, and then that's when I was made aware of what was going on.
Jorge?
I was at the hospital with Jorge. We had our second operation with him. He had an infection, and we were there for a month. And as he was getting better during that time, he wanted to watch some kind of cartoon show, whatever, but it was a videotape that he wanted to put in. So I'm putting the videotape in, and I see the first plane going in the first tower, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, I thought it was a movie. I thought, so I put the tape in. He wanted to rewind it. He wanted to watch it from the beginning. As I'm rewinding the tape, I see the second plane going into the, and then I'm like, something's going on. I call home. I call Derek. I call my wife that wasn't at the hospital. She was, you know, resting that day. I was with my mother-in-law and started hearing noises in the hospital, in the hallways and stuff. And I went outside, told the nurse, you know, I how do I take my son off IVs, all that stuff they put on him, just because I thought the worst is coming. And I remember that, you know, they were very calm and said, no, nothing, don't, you know, don't worry about it. Your son is going to be fine. We're not going to need your room. We're not going to, you know, don't worry about it. And, you know, sure enough, nobody was coming to the hospital.
Yes.
Good morning, guys. 10 years has gone by so fast, and you guys will always be part of New York in that moment. I know you guys don't control the schedule, but as players, and of course, besides being a player, do you guys wish that maybe for September 11th, you guys would be playing here in New York rather than being on the road?
Be quite honest with you, I never thought about it like that. you know, our first game back after September 11th, we were on the road. So I think this is something that affected, well, I know this is something that affected the entire country, not just New York City. So I think it's September 11th is a day that's going to be remembered all over this country, and we don't necessarily have to be here in New York.
Brian?
When you guys think about those days after that, touring the firehouses, going around, meeting the families, what stands out in your mind about that experience for you guys?
Well, I mean, going to the Javis Center, I think as a team, I don't think the whole team was there, but a few of us, we were there and seeing the firefighters and the police department and members of the family that or people they had lost at the tower. I mean, it was shock, because I mean, first of all, we were there and I didn't know what to say, so I just was there and put my arm around people, you know, and all of a sudden they start saying thank you, just thank you for being here. And at that time, I'm talking about myself. I was telling myself that, what can I say? what can I say to these people to make them feel comfortable, you know? But I guess our presence was enough.
Derek or Jorge?
It was uncomfortable, I think is the best way to put it, because, you know, we're baseball players, and you know, people always look at us as being heroes, and then we have an opportunity to meet these families and firefighters and EMS workers, and you know, those were the true heroes at the time, and you know, when we went around to visit the families and people that have lost loved ones, you know, what do you say to them? It was a very, very uncomfortable position, I think, for me. I don't want to speak on their behalf because, like Mo said, you don't know what to say, but it probably benefited us just as much, probably even more so than the families we saw, because we got an opportunity to hear how much, you know, we meant to these families, and how we had given them something to cheer for at least 3 hours a day. So it was an experience that I always remember, but it was uncomfortable at the beginning.
Yeah, the thing that I remember, I didn't get a chance to go visit the firehouses or, you know, go down to World Trade, because obviously I was still, you know, with Jorge on the hospital. But, you know, after we came back from that road trip, we met a lot of the, you know, families that lost. And we also met a lot of the policemen, the firemen, and all they wanted is just shake our hands. All they wanted is just tell us thank you for playing the game that they love watching. And that put everything into perspective. You know, that World Series, just going down the hallway and going to the cage, and there was thousands of EMS firefighters and policemen just shaking our hands and saying thank you to us. That made it very true and very, you know, a very genuine moment with each individual.
Go ahead.
Fellas, can you talk about that postseason and just along the way, it just kind of seemed that it helped in the recovery just for people's psyche, and in addition to that, just how kind of magical a run that was all the way to the World Series?
Well, that the whole playoff and all the way to the World Series was tremendous. I mean, I don't call it magical. I call it blessing, you know, because, I mean, the way we won the games and, you know, we were able to give the city of New York time to just forget about what happened for a little bit, you know, 3 hours or whatever time the game took, you know, even though we lost the World Series. I mean, we did our best. You know, I believe that was that was the best World Series that we played, you know, and that we fell short. But at the same time, you know, we did everything within our power to win the World Series and bring it to New York and give New York what they deserve, you know. And to me, it was a satisfaction. Again, even though that we lost, was satisfaction knowing that we fight. We fight like a champion, and at the end, well, you know, we fell a little short.
Jorge or Derek?
Yeah, he said it all. I think it's, you know, it was an exciting time. It was, you know, we've been a part of a lot of big games over the years here. That was probably as loud as I've heard Yankee Stadium. And it was fun. It was fun, especially those three games here in the World Series were fun. We did things that no team had ever done, and we gave New Yorkers something to cheer for. So I think we did Yankee fans proud that year.
Yeah, I think Joe Torres said it, especially before we started the playoff. He said, we're not only playing for New York, we're playing for the rest of the country. And I think that stuck with me, and you know, every day, like they said, it was exciting. We had a chance to do something special. Obviously, we came a little short, but we played for the people in New York and in the country. I think everybody was pulling for us, and you know, we got beat.
We have one or two more.
How do you remember the city in those days? What do you think you learned from New Yorkers, if anything?
What I remember those days, I mean, is the whole country got together. You know, that's a beautiful thing about it. You know, then that's what I still remember. You know, I wish it is like that, but it's not. The whole country, the whole United States got together. You know, and it was amazing. Everybody helping everyone. Didn't matter what race or color you were. You know, we were here for just one nation and fighting, you know, and trying to move forward. And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, I think where I remember, you know, going to Chicago for that first game, I remember that banner in right field when I'm warming out and I'm coming out, you know, with the pitcher that I was throwing that day. And there was a banner that said, Chicago loves New York. That put everything into perspective for me. You know, we were playing for everybody. We got standing ovation when we took up in the field in Chicago. And, you know, I don't remember much about from that day, September, I think it was September 14th, till the playoffs. Then I remember the playoff, but that it was like blank, like, you know, and the people in New York obviously got together and we got together to play, you know, baseball for the people of New York. But the playoffs is the one that stand out also, you know, how loud it was in the stadium, how people wanted to come to the stadium, how important each game for us, you know, at the stadium was. We really played real well towards the end of the season because we were playing for the people of New York.
Any thoughts on the capture of Bin Laden? What were your thoughts, and how did you find out?
Where were we, Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're in Detroit.
Yes. Detroit, I think.
Yeah, and we were out eating, and there was a baseball game on. It was on the bottom of the screen that they had captured Bin Laden. So it brought back a lot of memories. You know, it took a while. Those are the first things that came to mind. But, yeah, you're happy. I mean, you feel as though that you captured the person that was responsible for those events. So it's, you know, I'm aware that there's a lot of celebrating here in New York right after that had happened. And I don't know if you can necessarily say that there's closure to it, because I don't think there's closure, but I'm happy that the person that's responsible for it has been taken care of.
Gentlemen, Derek, you mentioned before that you weren't real heroes, and it was a very uncomfortable position to be in, to be called a hero. But, you know, people looked up to you, and it helped them, you know, move on. How did you take that, you know, kind of blessing or responsibility on as a New York Yankee and this representation of a New York Yankee to move on?
Well, I think it's you know, I might have misspoke when I said that, you know, we're not heroes. I understand that we're looked up to as being heroes by some people, but what I meant was those were the real heroes. I mean, these are the people that really deserve to be looked at and put on a pedestal, and unfortunate, how unfortunate these events were, it if you're going to look at it positive, I think it gave everyone an opportunity to look at these members of the fire department, EMS workers, and really put some light on what their true job is and their position and how they are truly heroes. So, but when we were playing during that time and we had an opportunity to represent New York, it's something that you know, it made us all feel special, made us feel proud. It made us feel as though when we came here that you know, people were looking up to us, and we had a responsibility not only just to try to win a baseball game, but also to represent ourselves in a positive light and go out there and play the game the right way. So I guess we are heroes. But those were the true heroes, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, I mean, like Derek says, you know, I mean, it's not like we weren't heroes, you know, I mean, but the real heroes were them. I mean, they were putting their life on the line for us, and well, we here playing baseball. That's our job. But to us, I mean, I would say to myself, I mean, the real heroes were there. I mean, I remember that I won the Rolex Award that year, and I give my trophy to the fire department because I consider that I save games. There's a life, you know, and that's what real heroes are all about.
Yeah, I think they both hit on the point. Not only, you know, we look up to, but we did something, you know, pretty special about, you know, getting to World Series and stuff. We healed a little bit, and I think that's what we remember about the time. It was a really tough time, it still is, but we put a little bit of, you know, people came to the stadium to have a little bit of joy, and I think we, you know, that they helped us too, because they were loud, and they helped us, you know, achieve what we wanted, to go to the World Series, obviously, and we kept going because of people of New York.